Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. And everybody, again, everybody stay safe, stay informed with what's going on. We've got a great doubleheader today. Kate Davis, owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. She's a sports dietitian, athlete's food coach. She's a contributor to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And she's a team member of our new exciting Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In. She's returning. Then Hillary Loftus, she's the healthcare education director of Help Our Wounded Foundation. And their exciting hyperbaric oxygen therapy and concussions. Then the Sports Doctors In with some emails. Kate Davis. Again, Kate has worked with athletes of all ages at all levels. She's a competitive triathlete herself. We were trying to figure out how many years ago it was, probably 10, 12 years. She was first on the Sports Doctor. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Dr. Bob.
It's great for you to come back. Again, you know, you're the one who turned me on to the term fueling. In the world of sports nutrition, you were the first one I think I heard it from. So I had to remember to tell you that.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about RD Kate Sports Nutrition and that whole world, let alone what's going on today with all of these different athletes. You know, the importance, the whole world of sports nutrition has become such a big deal. Tell us about your relationship.
Sure. So my business is RD Kate Sports Nutrition, as you mentioned. And so my job is really to teach athletes what to eat, when to eat it, and how to supplement on training days, on off days, and kind of competition days, every day that they go through. So really helping them to use whole food as much as possible. And then if they want to use supplements, really talking them through what are going to be the best ones, how to use them appropriately, finding good, clean, safe supplements. And it's been, you know, it's been interesting over the last several years, the last decade, it really has grown a lot. And you see sports dietitians really at every level of competition now, in the pros, Olympics, all levels. And especially, I think now, over the last couple months, with so many seasons being canceled and competition being canceled, I think athletes are scrambling a little bit. They need that
yes.
help to understand, right? How do I feel myself
Become
now?
A big,
I'm not training the same.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, I'm not
you
competing.
Know how much we talk about on the Sports Doctor, the mental game. It's become a tremendous challenge with all the different
mm-hmm.
psychology people that I have on talking about this tremendous challenge at whatever level.
Absolutely.
That we see. And of course, one of your super specialties and the youth sports nutrition and your contribution to hashtag Hey Sports Parents in this very, very important world. You know, you can't turn on the television for more than 5 minutes without some sort of diet commercial or other kind of, you know, the challenge of nutrition. And, you know, 20 years ago, most sports at all levels had a hard time spelling nutrition. and it's important. That's why it's
True.
Come such a long way, baby, at whatever level. Mm-hmm. It's so important. And you hit the nail right on the head when you said a word that seemed to make so much sense. You know, not diet, but fueling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that whole interaction with the coach, the athlete themselves, their parents. So that's why I always ask someone in your world how your sports psychology skills are.
Right, exactly. Well, and I talk to a lot of parents who are sending me their young athletes, you know, middle school, high schoolers, and I tell them, look, it's my job now to talk to them about fueling. It's my job to talk to them about food. So I'm giving you permission to not have those conversations with them. Yes, you can support them, absolutely, and you're the one buying the groceries, but those are conversations that are good for me to have, and that's my role. I am now their food coach and their nutrition coach and their fueling coach to help them have a good relationship with food and not feel like they need to be on a diet and not feel like they need to cut out different food groups.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back over 10 years and the endless array of topics, people from all over the world, all sorts of fitness, sports medicine, wellness. Again, Katie's a great example, how we've talked about the world of nutrition going way, way back. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an endless array of articles, including a lot of the different expertise we have on the show, including concussion, sports psychology. You could read a lot of the articles I've written for Low Extremity Review. And we have a lot of followers, over 30,000 on Twitter. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 followers, where I will get all sorts of authors, trainers, coaches, et cetera. So at Sports Doc Radio for Twitter, we're talking to Kate Davis, RD Kate Sports Nutrition. Again, that term food coach, I think that's a great idea. Again, as we've seen a lot of these different subspecialties and the pressures, everybody knew, it seems, Kate, over the years, and you're still a young lady, everybody knew fast food, junk food wasn't good for you. I think the giant hurrah or aha over the years was, gee, you know, the all-American, what we thought was a good diet is garbage. So many different ways. And when we're talking about growing bodies and performing physically, how important nutrition is, including what I stress so much, recovery.
Sure.
Right?
Well, and I think, too, you know, when you have these kids that eat, you know, let's face it, crap all the time, they kind of get used to feeling a certain way when they're going to practice, when they're performing, and they just think, oh, this is always how I'm going to feel, right? I'm going to feel really tired all the time. I'm going to be really sore all the time. If I'm not working hard enough, right? And like you said, the problem is they're not recovering very well because they're not giving their body the fuel, the right kind of fuel that it needs so that they do recover well.
Well, you're an educator. You know, you're an educator, and these coaches and parents and the athletes themselves really, really need to be as educated in your area as the mental coach world or the physical coach world. All these aspects, especially today with all of these pressures at younger and younger ages, with all of this craziness. You know, youth sports is a $20 billion a year business. Kate, what's the website people could find out about you and your newsletters and all the great work you do?
Yeah, it's rdkate.com. So RD as in registered dietitian, KATE.com. And from there, they can get to my blog. They can get to my Facebook and Twitter, my email and cell phone and all that good stuff.
Can they get to the chapter you wrote for my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents? You better add that, girl. Seriously, you know, you use the word dietitian, and when I first spoke to you, I remember when you reminded me each time the fact that there's a difference between, you know, all of these nutritionists.
Correct.
And certified registered dietitians. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, so the RD, or the registered dietitian, is the only nutrition specialty that actually requires a college degree, in addition to thousands of hours in an internship, in addition to continuing education. So we have to do a certain number of continuing education credits, just like doctors, just like athletic trainers, physical therapists. So we are a licensed health professional. And so that is really a protection for the public, so that
that's
they know
still,
that,
that's
you know,
still
we're
news.
Continuing to learn.
I can't tell you how that's still news, you know, to so many.
It is.
To so many different, you know, people. You know, it's interesting. I would first use individuals in your world in the world of figure skating decades ago, when we had, for example, one of my great poster boys, everybody knows who follows the Sports Doctor, was Evan Lysacek, who I first put orthotics in the skates when he was 10 years old. 12 years later, he was the Olympic gold medalist, best in the world. Hi, Evan. And the then we were including absolutely a nutrition person that they were using, like a massage therapist, like the physical trainer. And it was interesting how it was not all that common. Like you said, now this is of huge attention to every team at every level, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, the teams that I think really excel with this and the athletes that really benefit the most are those that have the staff that are willing to be collaborative. So, for example, I work with U.S. Paralympics, and that is one of the most collaborative staffs that I've ever interacted with, meaning the coach, he stays in his lane. He does his work as the coach. The strength and conditioning specialist does the same. I do the same. Athletic trainer. So we stay in our role because that's what we're trained in. That's what we're good at. And we understand the importance of every single other member on the team. And that's what makes athletes, and especially that's the impact you can have on the youth athlete to give them all of these resources who are so so much the expert in each of those areas and not overlapping, and you know, then you have issues of miscommunication and things like that, right?
It's still a challenge in this world. It's going, hey, you know, what's the kid's foot type? You know, do they have flat pronated feet, et cetera? All of these different areas, sometimes it gets a little much, but the cooperation, I think, is what you're talking about. And in the book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, I talk about sometimes these overbearing or Svengali coaches who think they know it all. And I guess as you sometimes go up into the higher level of sports, you start running into sometimes challenges for instance, your area of expertise.
Well, I think it can really happen at any level, though, because like I said, Paralympics is fantastic with not doing that. And the coach is very much, you know, this is your world, and I'm going to refer them to you if they have any questions. Whereas I've worked with very young teams and very young athletes where we have the opposite problem, where the coaches, that's they're doing exactly what you're saying, where they don't know where the line is, and they try to kind of be everything, which is crazy to me because you don't have time for that. You know, like, do your job and let me do mine, and it's going to save you time in the long run.
Yes, and it's interesting. In the whole world of, you know, the two things everybody cares about in sports medicine at whatever level, or coaches or parents, which is number one, can I stay out of trouble and prevent problems for myself or my son or daughter, injuries? And number two, for when indicated, how do I enhance performance? How do I be two steps quicker? How do I heal better? And again, the attention to nutrition's role on the whole world of injuries and recovery, stamina, et cetera. You know, we just had this incredible example of one part of the mental world watching the whole Last Dance with Michael Jordan, that whole adventure on ESPN just mentally. It was just incredible in that regard in the world of, you know, the so-called the mental game. So how early do you start seeing or paying attention to young boys and girls whose parents are interested in adding the world of nutrition? How young do you see these kids?
I think it really depends on how young they start really specializing and turning up the gears with their training. You know, you think of gymnasts, those kids start quite young. You know, you have 8-year-olds that are going several days
figure
a week,
skating,
right?
So, the same.
Exactly.
Figure skating is the same. That's why I called them prodigy sports in the book. You know, we all go in that world of specialization, and yes, we want all boys and girls to play multiple sports. And that's great,
exactly.
Unless your daughter's a gymnast, right? And she's not really, really interested. And I would think doctors and trainers, physical therapists, and sports parents are much, much more cooperative and excited about fueling and sports nutrition than when you were first involved. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think as a general, I think more than anything, they're just more aware of it. But I think there is still kind of the confusion about what to do about it, right? Can I just give them a supplement? Can I just have them talk to their coach about it? Like, why do I need to come to you? Or what's the best method to go about this? But there's definitely more knowledge about the importance of it than, for sure, than when I first started my business.
Yes. And it, again, it's a great example in the world of youth sports, which there's such overkill, times so many different times in a lot of areas. All of us, we're all familiar with the overzealous parent, or again, that overdoing Svengali coaching and the tremendous pressure, both physically and mentally, which led to what we talked about, which was this epidemic of overuse injuries. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, you know, the challenge of getting people to pay attention is, it's funny how, you know, we're treading water in a lot of ways, you know, which is like you said, whether it's your area, whether it's mine, when we're talking youth sports, we're many times dealing with overdoing it. And it was one of the, you know, chapter in the book is called Youth Sports and Drugs. You know how I pay such big attention to that, because half these young kids are taking over-the-counter medicine or some sort of supplement or something else, and that becomes a big area that you're smack in the middle of, aren't you?
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and I think, you know, you talk about how to navigate those waters. I think it really is a team approach. I just think of when I worked down at IMG Academy in Florida, it's a high-level training academy for young athletes, and I dealt with an 8-year-old girl who was actually getting sick before every tennis tournament that she went to, like physically ill. And we had to sit down, myself and the mental psychologist sat down with her mother together and kind of talked her through, look, this is what's going on, you know? And so it was that team approach so that she could see kind of from my perspective, nutritionally, what was going on from the mental psychologist.
Did you ever meet Jimmy Spinelli?
Did you ever meet
across, in the world of soccer and youth soccer and IMG and, you know, again, okay, actual school where young talented athletes can specialize. Kate Davis, RDK Sport. Give me quickly again, Kate, the website, fast.
Yes, rdkate.com, rdkate.com.
Great. Kate, hold on one quick second. Thank you so much. Everybody, we'll be right back at Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Hillary Loftus to the show. Hillary is the healthcare education director of Help Our Wounded Foundation. How? They're exciting hyperbaric oxygen therapy in the world of concussions. Everybody follows the Sports Doctor, knows how much attention we've been paying to the world of concussions, gosh, for two decades. Hillary, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you. Give us a little bit of background on you and the How organization.
Okay, so I was a sports mom, as I said. My son played soccer and baseball in middle school and high school. I've always loved sports, and I also love dance. I did that as well and minored in dance in college. And in Connecticut, where I lived up until almost 5 years ago, I worked for a physical, occupational, and speech therapy clinic. And so I was used to working with more traditional medicine. I actually grew up in a very traditional medical family. My father was the first cardiovascular surgeon in Stamford, Connecticut. So I was really raised on the cutting edge, if you will, of heart medicine. And so when I moved to Florida, I happened upon hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which for brain injuries, which I'd never heard of before for brain injuries. And I learned about it from a family physician down here as I was networking and job hunting. And I had to check it out, so I went to the Howe Foundation to volunteer with them. And I just became more and more fascinated by the whole subject. I majored in psych in college, so it's very kind of, the brain is very near and dear to my heart. And
pardon the pun.
As I met,
pardon what? The pun with your. I pardon the pun if it's near and dear to your heart with your dad, the cardiovascular surgeon. You know, the world of concussions is something we've talked about on the Sports Doctor truly 20 years, give or take a few weeks. This challenge of all aspects of concussions, whether, again, it's traumatic brain injury in the military and that whole world, which is a huge challenge for years, or it's the sports world, where we're so involved in all aspects of that. And the connect with all of the different individuals I've had on in so many different areas, again, psychology. And by the way, dancers are some of the best athletes, everybody. Like, you know, the Sports Doctor has long said, a tremendous
yes,
regard
it's very
for,
hard.
For dance.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of training.
Very physical.
Thank you.
And the psychology, the mental side, is another huge part of everything involved in the world of concussions. And I don't think that there was a lot of information regarding hyperbaric oxygen. You know, it was made famous by Michael Jackson when he was talking about the body recovering and sleeping and something like that at night, wound healing, lots of other areas. But the excitement you're talking about is concussions and brain concerns. Tell us more about it.
Yes. Yeah, so, well, Michael Jackson actually used hyperbaric oxygen therapy to recover from his burns. You remember he was burned?
Yes, I remember you told me that. Yes.
Yeah.
Enhanced healing. So, hyperbaric oxygen in English has always been about enhancing, stimulating, speeding up healing.
Yes, exactly. So it is, the FDA has approved hyperbaric oxygen therapy for 14 different diagnoses in our country. So a lot of hospitals have hyperbaric oxygen therapy chambers for used mainly for wound care, but also radiation necrosis and other kinds of wounds. And the way it works for the brain the brain is tissue, just like tissue that you can see on our body, just like a foot is made of tissue or a leg is made of tissue. So the hyperbaric oxygen therapy, that 100% oxygen under pressure, heals the brain the same way it heals a wound on the skin.
You know, the whole world again of, healing concussion. If you ask every expert in the world today, how do you know when someone can safely come back after a concussion? You'll get 114 opinions, maybe 115. It's still so iffy. And as we see new important areas, how getting added to the equation makes, you know, a lot of sense. And in the world of sports medicine, again, you coming out of the so much in the area of sports world, you know, I've had every expertise you mentioned, occupational therapy, physical therapy, personal training, have been guests of mine, you know, in the past on the Sports Doctor. What's been your excitement about, and the excitement about, the sports concussion world and hyperbaric oxygen?
Well, I think one of the great things in the sports concussion world is the conversation that we're having right now, and how concussion education, concussion knowledge has grown and improved over the years, and how the athletes that are in the field today are so much better protected, and their health is so much better monitored than, say, even 20 years ago, because the knowledge about concussions is so much greater these days. At the same time, our brains are so complex. As a matter of fact, if you look at a picture of the universe, and then you look at a picture of one brain cell and put them next to each other, they both look pretty much the same. So oxygen is very simple, and that's how it works to heal a wound, whether it's in the brain or, you know, on the skin where you can see it. So I think that people are paying attention to, the sports leagues, our professional sports leagues, are working hard to make sports safer.
Caused one of the great dilemmas. You know, that's one of the causes, of course, one of the great dilemmas of our society, which is, you know, what are we going to do with youth and tackle football and contact sports, knowing what we know and continuing to learn more and more. The questioning of what's safe and how safe, regardless of what kind of equipment, with athletes getting bigger, faster, stronger, and anything that can enhance that capability of safely returning. I remember the famous linebacker of the Chicago Bears, Brian Urlacher, facetiously was saying, you know, the attitude of so many of the players was that if he really got his bell rung or felt he was, whoa, come to the sidelines, he'd say his foot hurts, so they wouldn't take him out of the game, you know, because of the new protocol. Young athletes at various levels not admitting to their coach or parents that, you know, I'm having problems in some way, shape, or form. So the various kinds of abilities, not only to diagnose, where we've had areas on the Sports Doctor, my friends with Athlete Intelligence, and my tracer, these different abilities to try to tell when that individual is seeing better, is feeling better, has got his balance, her balance back, et cetera, let alone the ability, again, to have something like, you know, the world of the hyperbaric oxygen. And I would imagine the world of neurology and the world of sports medicine and medicine itself has got to be paying attention. What's the best website, Hillary, that people could find out information of the organization?
Well, our website is HOW, as in H-O-W. It stands for Help Our Wounded. But it's HOW Foundation, S-F, as in South Florida, hypercare.org. And that's the best way to learn about the Howe Foundation and how hyperbaric oxygen therapy works to help veterans with head injuries and traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress.
How has the Veterans Administration and the whole world of, again, our veterans, our wounded, how have they embraced this technology and your organization?
Well, it's very exciting for me because since I've been with Howe Foundation about 4.5 years, when I first started, there weren't any VAs in the country that we knew of that were recommending hyperbaric oxygen therapy for the veterans with post-traumatic stress or concussions. And now there are 10 states where that have passed laws recommending and supporting hyperbaric oxygen therapy for the veterans. So that's
a lot
of
progress.
Yes,
it is.
Yes.
You know, you're an educator.
Yes.
And this is an area, of course, which is an endless. Every day we're trying to learn something else. Is not a bigger area of concern in youth sports or any level of sports than concussions. And if there's an even bigger area, it's the veterans, you know, and the wounded veterans, the whole traumatic brain injury and getting included in the area. Because, again, like I had to say, when I was mentioning to you one of my guests a month or two ago, Adrian Harrell from Finland and their organization with trying to come up with almost a saliva test coming off the sidelines to be able to identify, you know, as early as possible something's going on, or the, again, athlete's intelligence, head sensors, trying to be able to tell that there's excessive trauma going on.
I just have to say that is going to be so helpful for, you know, concussion awareness and brain, concussion awareness and prevention of problems of undiagnosed concussions. If that test, you know, and that test comes to the market, they can actually tell on the field when a student athlete or a professional athlete, you know, if they get their, they have a head injury, they get their head hit, and then they can take this test and have it diagnosed within a minute, you know, how great will that be to know
yes.
if they'll, you know, be able to continue
no doubt
or
about
if they
it.
Have to.
You know, a lot of these different organizations, Hillary, again, the Dave Duerson Education Foundation, the late Dave Duerson, the Super Bowl Bear, his brother, Michael, and the goggles they use, which on a student of various ages can experience with these goggles, the kinds of symptoms they could be more aware. They could know I should pay attention. I'm going to talk more about that with Hillary Loftus. She's the Director of Education for Help Our Wounded Foundation, and we'll be right back with Hillary, it's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. We're talking with Hillary Loftus, sports mom. She's an athlete dancer herself. She's the healthcare education director of Help Our Wounded Foundation, HOW, and their exciting hyperbaric oxygen therapy in the world of concussions And we're overlapping not only our wounded, but the whole sports world, where there's also lots of excitement with hyperbaric oxygen. So you mentioned, Hillary, there's 10 states that are involved. These hospital settings, I mean, these are expensive units, so it's a major commitment. Are these hospital settings, or what are some of the settings that they have access to this?
Yes, well, you know, all medical equipment is expensive, right? You know, anything in the hospital is diagnostic.
Band-Aid,
or any kind
yes.
of treatment. Yeah. So there are a lot of hospitals in our country. We have a map at the office of all the hyperbaric oxygen therapy chambers in the country in different hospitals or in different independent facilities. They can be found in both. And because treatment for brain injury or concussions is not yet FDA approved, that needs to be handled in
really?
An independent
That's a big
facility.
Deal. That surprises what? Me, although it doesn't. But that surprises me. It would surprise a lot of people in this whole world. You know, what? This isn't covered by, you know, insurance, that whole crazy world and whatever. So this is absolutely
yeah.
something that really, really has to change. So access, you know, treating concussions, you know, whatever that, and there's so many different directions, not covered, major hassle.
Exactly. And one of the doctors that we work with, Dr. Daphne Denham out in the Midwest, she is a general surgeon, and that's how she learned about hyperbaric oxygen therapy from wound care and other diagnoses that she treated. But she happens to have six children who are all athletes, and that's where she really discovered the how well hyperbarics works with concussions, especially if you get them to the chamber within a week of the incident. So
remind me, send her a copy of my book as a present from me. You have it.
Oh.
With her six
really?
Kids. Absolutely. Hashtag a sports parent. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's perfect. No, that's a perfect present for her. I will. So she realized that, you know, if you get them in the chamber right away, that normally the problem will be, or maybe I should say, I have to be careful with my words, but the problem
yes.
may be addressed, right, in an average of three sessions. So
really?
Each concussion
Over
is
what
different.
Kind of period
yep.
of time?
Each brain is different. I'm sorry?
Over what kind of period of time, three sessions? Once a week, you know, three times in a week, every, you know, what kind of in general
well,
would be
the okay, one story
three sessions?
She told me, and she's done a lot of research, you know, she's involved in a clinical study. She's treated 350 athletes, student athletes, and she's just compiling the data.
And she's impressed.
Compiling the data. Excellent results. For excellent
yes, that's
results.
A big deal. But, we want to stress that, which is your feedback
yes.
in reality is that this is very helpful. It's also very safe, which is a very big
yes.
deal, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's 100% oxygen. Now, the air we breathe, probably most people know this, it's only 20% oxygen, and our bodies love and actually crave oxygen, and our brains are actual oxygen hogs, if you will, because our brains are only 5% of our body weight or less. It depends on your size. But our brains they use at best when everything's perfect, when everything's, you know, healthy, 20% of our oxygen and blood flow. And when there's a problem, if there's post-traumatic stress or if there's a concussion, the brain wants so much more oxygen. It needs it to try to function normally, and then so much more even to try to repair itself.
So interceding early with a concussion, for instance, with the hyperbaric therapy makes sense. What about, you know, the huge world, like you said, traumatic brain, or even in sports medicine, someone who's had chronic problems, difficulty dealing,
yes.
you know, with recovery.
Yes.
Helpful?
Yes, absolutely. Now, the longer, just like, you know, any other disease or issue in the body, the longer, the further out you are from the original incident, the more treatment it will take. So I'm thinking of one of the NFL players that we treated. His concussions were back in the mid-80s, okay? And this was...
Hey, isn't Joe Namath a fan of your... Isn't Joe Namath a fan of what you guys do?
Yes, he has a big...
Broadway
Joe? Actually has a big... he's a great proponent of it. And he has a center in Florida as well. And, there's a general who's a great proponent of it as well.
Tell Joe Namath I want him on the show. It's hard to get bigger than Broadway Joe, as far as, of course, now he's become such re-famous. All of the Medicare commercials, you see Joe Namath, his incredible story. But so many of these athletes, Jim McMahon was a patient of mine, some of these who are dealing with, not saying it's him, but are dealing with all sorts of problems. This is not news to any of us, this tremendous challenge of CTE, et cetera. And the education is saying, hey, this is something that really can make a difference, I would imagine is a big deal.
Yes, it's a huge deal. And one of the top hyperbaric research scientists and physicians in the world, Dr. Afradi, they treat in their center 250 patients a day with hyperbarics, and they have a waiting list. That's in Tel Aviv, Israel. But he's great to watch. You should check out his YouTubes about hyperbarics. He's very good at explaining how it works with the brain.
Well, this is simple in a way. Let me see. We still have some time. It is that the principle is simple. You know, enhancing natural healing, oxygen.
Yes,
I think
it gets rid of inflammation. It promotes stem cell production. It promotes white blood cell production to fight infection, and it promotes angiogenesis, which is growing new capillaries and blood vessels to bring more nutrients to the brain. And it even awakens, some studies say that it awakens the stunned mitochondria in brain cells from damage from, you know, months or even years ago. So that's part of how it is able to help long-term head injuries.
Yes, and I would think, again, the world of neurology, let alone the world of concussions. Just a few weeks ago, we had on a couple of guests, Dan Olson, physical therapy working with disabilities, but I can't believe we flew out of time. It's live radio. Hillary, give me quickly the website again.
Okay, it's How, H-O-W, Foundation, S-F, like South Florida, .org. And that will have all the information on what the Howe Foundation does, our mission, hyperbaric oxygen therapy awareness.
Yes, Hillary, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me. Hold on, Hillary. We'll be right back, everybody. It's Sports Doc.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment. And after that commercial, I'm going to add the MVP Parent magazine, which we're very excited about. The issue was out. MVPParent.com. You'll get my article on overuse injuries. It's a terrific new magazine. Keep your young athlete in the game. We're going to talk. Let's see. We've got some great shows coming up. Next week, got one of the lead NFL writers, Jonathan Jones, is going to be joining me. And then from England, Gordon McClelland, the founder of Working with Parents in Sports. What a great group that is. The following week, Joe Cardillo, Dr. Cardillo, his 12 Rules of Attention. He was on years ago with his book, Body Intelligence. Will be on. And then Rick Middleton, he's a co-producer of the incredible upcoming documentary, Rough Sledding, the bobsled team in the Paralympics. It's going to be a great documentary. Let's do a few emails. Hank says, hey, Doc, my orthotic squeak. What's the problem? You know, there was a famous Curb Your Enthusiasm segment with the great Larry David, millions of fans, great show. And he had new orthotics, and everywhere he went, they were squeaking, and they made a whole big deal out of it. We used to have a joke, I talked about it on the radio, as to whether it was a good commercial because he was talking about orthotics or whether it was the squeaking. Anyway, you put some talcum powder underneath the orthotics, solves the problem, or one of those pieces of addition you throw in with the laundry to keep the wrinkles down. But if you use talcum powder, it will work. Great question. Ina says, you know, I'm 45 years old. I grew up European wearing heels. Now that I've gotten active as a walker, I like aerobics, I've had Achilles tendon problems. You know, Ina, you're a great example. If you read my article, at sportsdoctorradio.com, you go to newspaper articles. I have an article called High Heels Surviving the Challenge. I talk all about this being one of them. The long-term tightness, almost contraction of the calf muscle and the Achilles tendon because of being in a 1.5 or a 2-inch or even higher heel all through adolescence or young adulthood, common European culture. And strengthening those areas becomes a very, very big deal. Working with a physical therapist to learn how to properly stretch that area, learn how to strengthen that area becomes very important. In sports shoes, I've had great success with orthotics, control any excessive foot mechanic problems. The pronator, the flat type foot is famous for this. Other kinds of problems we see in the world of heels is forefoot problems, or bunion and corn and callus aggravation because of the narrow, shallow toe box. So a couple of generalities from that article for you, Ina. Again, strengthening the area, paying attention to physical therapy will be a huge component if you've got Achilles tendon problems because they could knock you out of the box with your running, walking, or aerobic activity. As well as paying attention to the foot mechanics. Got high rigid arches, got flat type feet, a couple of different extremes. Orthotics could help both areas. Pay attention. My friend Jeff said the great ESPN 10-part series, The Last Dance, Michael Jordan. Millions of people watch this. I'm in the Chicago area. The mental acuity, the whole incredible competitiveness, that mental power of Michael Jordan was really something to see. It ain't for everybody in that regard. His just attention, nothing but excellence, was quite an example. Everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor how much attention we pay to the mental game, whether it is focus, attention, being in the zone, recovering from problems, high performance, all of these areas, all of these levels and ages go into the mental game. And this has become a very, very big deal, whether it is the recreational person trying to stick to their food or diet program or their exercise program, that mental game, whether it's the best athlete in the world, whether it's all of these different areas, it's a big deal. I want to again talk about my new online program, Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor's In. My first guest today, Kate Davis, was one of the experts. We have over 20 in all sorts of areas of sports parenting, what's important, physical training, mental training, nutrition, biomechanics, chiropractic, physical therapy, all of these areas. And my role in Hey Sports Parents, The Sports Doctor's In is the sports podiatrist quarterback. When I am answering questions from sports parents and or coaches regarding whatever the situation is with that young boy or girl athlete, we will be able to develop a plan, come up with a strategy, deal with problems, whether it's a sports injury, whether it's what type of over-the-counter supplements or medicine, whether it's is it the right shoe my son or daughter's in, whether it's what's the role of orthotics for my son or daughter, or it is areas of the mental training, physical training, like we said, nutrition. I have this group of experts that I can reference or refer to for those sports parents. My role as the quarterback in the program will be the follow-up of whatever interaction these parents have with these various experts or the different advice that we come up with regarding all aspects of the training, whether your son or daughter's in figure skating, whether they're in gymnastics, whether they are a soccer player, whatever the sport is, dance. We have all sorts of areas of expertise to try to do the two things that everybody cares about, sports parents and coaches. One, how can I prevent injury? How can I stay out of trouble? Two, how can we enhance performance? Jump higher, be more explosive, quicker, stronger. www.thesportsdoctors.online. www.thesportsdoctor.online. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week. It's The Sports Doctor.